Next up, we hear from another group of volunteers who are donating their time to an arts festival in the very small town of Dookie in regional Victoria.
Well, I was born in a small town, and I live in a small town.
That's John Mellencamp with the right-on-the-nose small town, because we're heading to a small town. In regional Victoria, the town's called Dookie, and it's 220 kilometres from Melbourne, and the population is just 250. Dookie was one of five small towns across Victoria to win a grant from Regional Arts Victoria, worth $350,000, aimed at transforming their town through art. The project they pitch for is called Dookie Earthed, a 12-hour festival of film, lectures, storytelling and music, and it's on this Saturday. I'm joined on the line by two members of the Dookie Arts Organising Committee, Sarana Hunt and Letitia Harmer. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
We've just been talking volunteerism, so I think it's a good place to start. Both of you are clearly giving a lot of your own time and passion and energy to get Dookie Earthed off the ground.
Just a little bit. It has been 18 months in the making, and it's very exciting. We've gathered a lot more volunteership along the way as well, and it's growing. It's growing every day. In fact, we're calling for more volunteers today. So,
so much the better. It seems like a right time to do it. For the rest of us, just explain a bit the grant from Regional Arts Victoria. What was intended by it, and why did you know that it was the right thing for Dookie?
Well, I mean, an opportunity like that in a small rural community is something that, you know, we all jumped at. We all appreciate the value of art, and to be given the opportunity to express that in our town and help that to transform our town, we weren't going to let that pass.
Sarana, Dookie Earthed starts at midday and it finishes at midnight. So tell me, if people come into Dookie and double the population from 250 to 500 or even more besides, what are they going to find? What's happening on Saturday?
Oh, look, there's the whole town is a buzz, really. There's we've blocked off the main street for food and wine and our flame food festivities. There's a creative walk which goes down one of the main streets of Dookie, which is blocked off, and we'll head down towards the quarry. There's 12 hours of music non-stop. There's a music stage. There's the hall, which has our commissioned film and other films which will be on continuous loop. We have an opera diva which will be singing from the balcony of the pub and in the quarry and maybe other places. We're not quite sure yet. There's roving performers, there's projection, and so much. It's really hard to say everything. Primary school students have been involved and worked with fantastic artists to put together a beautiful projected story, which will including shadow play, which will be happening in the quarry. There's just extraordinary amounts.
It sounds extraordinary. You mentioned the quarry there a couple of times. Letitia, the grand finale of Dookie Earth sounds like it's all happening in the basalt quarry. Tell us a bit about that space and what appealed about it.
The quarry is a beautiful space, relatively untouched and very much in its natural state. It's an 18-metre wall that you walk in at ground level. You don't have to walk down anything steep. You come in on ground level, and before you becomes this amazing basalt rock wall and in amazing ochres and beautiful colourings. It's going to be lit with projections, lighting like you've never seen, sound that is all
choreographed,
yeah, and obviously never been heard before either. It's all really new, exciting. There's going to be theatre in there. There's going to be opera, and and lots of industrial orchestra as well, which is really down to earth, very earthy. Lots of 44-gallon drums being beaten, and there's going to be some art as well. It's very, very different. It's certainly nothing that that you would have seen in regional Victoria before.
I read that rock from the quarry was used for the foundation of Victoria's Parliament House.
It was.
Obviously, that'd be a source of some shame for Dookie. Do you think it should have been put to a better use?
Well, maybe, but we're pretty proud of that, just for a little tiny town.
It could have been the foundation of something useful and functional.
Maybe.
Well, maybe it can be the foundation of a new arts venue.
That's right.
Yeah. So much the better. Now, I am curious, though, is Dookie a particularly artsy town, or has this been a trigger to kind of build an arts community where there wasn't one before?
It's definitely been a trigger. Look, we're... Unbeknownst to us, people have come out of the woodwork. You know, we've discovered artists' talent in areas, you know, of Dookie that we didn't know we had. And this has really culminated a real arts community, and it's very exciting. We definitely had an arts background, but not to the degree that we're seeing now. It's just very exciting to see new young artists come out of the woodworks. We're seeing creativity that just unusual works that we perhaps won't have seen before, and most people won't have seen before. So
I was interested to read about some of the extraordinary lateral projects that are taking place in it. Welding lessons.
Yes, I did that. I was very excited by that. And there's been theatre workshops, there's been movement workshops.
Theatre and movement are less weird than welding.
I know. But for farming communities, it's kind of a blokey thing. It's kind of something that the blokes all do. And we ended up enrolling, I think, 22, and half of them were women, and which was fabulous because, we were making community barbecues for this event. And they had to have a sculptural essence to them, and they came off fabulously. It was a great project for both men and women to get together, put the welding gear on, put the helmet on, and the gloves, and get in there and really have a crack. And actually, the women really proved to be really great at it.
And the men's shed too have been involved. The Dookie men's shed in working with Russell Goldsmith and Maren Hazel in producing large scale musical instruments out of farmyard junk and old equipment.
Yeah,
and
tell us a bit about that, because that's a project particularly working with autistic children.
Yes, the Mansfield
Secondary School.
They have been involved in helping to put that together too. So there's all different elements of the community, have come together in a creative way, and it's absolutely extraordinary.
And using some fabulous producers out of Melbourne, Ian Pidd's come on board as a director, Gillian Pierce out of Natamuck with her background in Y Space. We've just really brought together an amazing crew of production and directorship to this event. It's fabulous.
Well, it sounds terrific. Just in the last kind of minute or so that we have, I'm just curious about the lasting impact on Dookie, because it sounds like it's going to be a wonderful event. But what's your hope for the kind of ongoing benefits to the town?
We've actually created a legacy out of this, and that is the Dookie Memorial Hall has been turned into the Dookie Arts Hub. We have a hub now. Yes,
good.
We have a hub. and it's
had a lot of money spent.
We've invested a lot of money into the hall to refurbish it with curtaining. It's really gone from a hall to a theatre.
And equipment.
And lots of equipment, lighting, sound, projection. You really could hold a fabulous event in there. And we're being well supported by Greater Shepparton City Council and Riverlinx in our local town, who are going to support us with bringing shows out to Dookie now, which in the past that wasn't possible. We also hope to have exhibitions into the future, arts, local artists. And so it will definitely be the start of many great things in Dookie.
And also the beginnings of a creative economy rather than a traditional economy in a farming area. And I think that's... really important.
I have no doubt that we're going to see a boom in tourism Dookie off the back of this. Sarana and Letitia, thank you so much both for joining us on Books and Arts Daily today.
Thank you very much.
Sarana Hunt and Letitia Harmer, two members of the Dookie Arts Organising Committee, they're putting on Dookie Earthed. It's a 12-hour festival of film, arts, stories and music and more besides. If you're in Victoria, it's on this Saturday. There's a link to our website with more information. I'm Michael Williams. This is Books and Arts Daily.